When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What's up, guys? It's Tori.
And I'm Anissa, and this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
And today we have Derek Kaczynski, the trivia king himself. I don't know if we can actually call him that yet, but...
Listen, anything goes. Forget it. Anything goes here.
Yeah, he's coming on the show, so we're excited to talk to him, and let's get into this interview.
Yes.
All right, everybody, it is time for a special episode of the podcast where we have the one and only, I mean, let me just introduce him like this. He's done 13 seasons of the show. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 10 plus 3, the math wizard, the puzzle king, Derek Kaczynski is here, baby.
The puzzle king.
The puzzle king.
The trivia master.
Challenge master.
There's a first time for everything, Derek, but it's not your first time on the podcast. We welcome you back with open arms and big hearts and lots of hugs. How have you been?
Call me Mr. 10 plus 3, baby. And yeah. Another.
It's like you're Nelly T now.
Challenge championship.
You're the actual championship or the champion?
I don't know. I got fucking lucky.
Luck is very important in these games. We know that. So listen, when you get lucky, you celebrate, especially if it's on a puzzle. From somebody, I get it. I'm not the best at puzzles. When you win something like that, it feels excellent. It feels like you are the puzzle king. So take the title. Run with it.
Yeah, but more than anything, and you can kind of see me, I think I had tears in my eyes after this one, because this is the time where I felt like, this is the magical season. Like this, like I'm literally like, these are my worst two challenges. And that little math thing, like I pretty much let Mark win that one. Cause I was already done. I just kind of let him win. Because I was trying to fix my, alliance with, Yes and Mark. I was trying to, you know, have that going in the right direction. I was trying to help right that ship. That obviously sailed.
You're talking about like when you were hanging off the building,
yeah.
Right? Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
Did you feel more pressure, I guess, during this challenge to do well because you lost? Yes.
Yeah. So in my mind, I'm like, at this point, I'm like, I'm sky high, right? In my mind, I've won the last three things that I've been the worst at my entire challenge career. In my mind, I won the math. Right, which is not that hard. I won the elimination with the weird maze thing.
But and then but, I walk know, into let's the talk about thing. That elimination, Mr. Miss the Holes. You really made it hard for yourself.
Tell me about it.
You kept running in
Tell
front of the
hole. Tell me how amazing I look. Tell me how amazing.
Mate. Well, you were great at the maze part. It was the hole. You would run in front of it and create like a hill. So when you tried to hit your ball in, it would go over the hump and like hit the side. It was like almost doesn't count. Like it almost went in about 700 times. But I'm glad you won it. I feel like this season is a little bit different for you than we saw on 2-1.
Both. Both.
Yeah, two you were gone early.
Yeah, two I was gone sooner than I had ever been gone on my 10+3 challenges.
10+3. I love this. Yeah, I mean, but you said it. You said you feel like you're having this magical season. And as of right now, for all we know, it looks like you are. So what made this season different?
Well, I think just in this challenge in particular, back to like what Anissa was asking, which was, did you feel like you had to win this? Like, what were you, I was pulling so many things out of my bag of tricks. I was literally talking to God. I was just like looking up in the air and being like, please, God, give me something. Go ahead.
When was this happening? That was there.
I was literally strapped up. I'm literally.
Oh, this is during the challenge.
During the challenge. Anytime it was my turn and TJ was like, all right, D, are you ready for your next question? And I'm like, dear Jesus, please tell TJ to give me a question. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I mean, yeah. It was literally like it was literally the only trick I had left. Like, there was no way I was going to win this trivia thing. There was no, there's nothing
Wait,
else.
I'm so hype about Torque.
Yeah.
Why? Well, you guys would have got Torque wrong.
I mean, you I just played it. I definitely would have.
Because I thought about it for a second. I'm like, Torque.
How would you have spelled it? And this is when I came home. I started asking people in my little group, whatever. I was probably asking Nicole, or I asked little Derek, spell Torque. And I think that they both got it wrong. I think. Look, I've always been good at spelling, but how would you spell Torque? How would you guys just spell Torque?
I would have been like, I'm going to spell it with my body. And then I would have started gyrating. You know what
and
I mean?
And then it would have been a twerk.
A twerk.
But what
a
I want to know is.
A twerk. You would have been like T-W-O-R-K-Q-U-E. Twerk.
Well, twerk is, T-W-E-R-K. But speaking of K's, Kanye and Kim's kids, what are their names?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that. Redeem yourself now.
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, God.
That's easy.
Don't pull out any more right. Blue Ivies on us.
This is how
yeah,
much.
Yeah, because that was the whole wrong family, bro.
That was so wrong.
Wrong artist, wrong fucking family.
This is how much of a buffoon I am.
That's okay.
A buffoon.
All right. This how much. So obviously Kanye West is from Chicago. He's from the South Side. I'm from the North Side. And he, one of his kids is ironically named North, right?
There you go.
One of his North, right?
Yeah, there you go.
And I grew up having a, you know, I went to church. I was an altar boy growing up. And of course, one of his other kids' names is Saint.
Yeah. Okay, good. We're on to something. And you better know the other one because
you just said it.
The city you're from.
Yeah. And then the last one with that last clue was Chicago.
No, there's another child.
Oh, there is another one.
Okay,
yeah.
So North, Saint. Oh, I know the other one. It's like, it's so North, Saint, Chicago. Don't tell me, Anissa. We already know you're the trivia champion of all time.
Literally won one trivia thing.
I wish you guys could have seen Anissa just fly back from her microphone.
Because like, you Derek. Knew. You
feel like TJ blasting me off my chair. Like,
by the way,
I'm done.
By the way, the best catapult that I've ever experienced in my 10+3 challenges is the way they shot me. Even after I won, they were like, do you mind staying up there and letting us shoot you? I'm like,
Well, that's good to know. I'm glad that we know that, but you still haven't finished naming the last child. So,
all right. So it's either it's Saul.
Yes.
There we
go. There we go. I'm so proud of you.
Thank God it didn't say like prayer or something.
Well, it was close. I almost said anthem. I almost said, because think about it. Like, how about the Mayflower trivia question? Like, do you know how many strange second grade pictures started popping up in my head? Like, how did they not use that?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw a turkey. I saw a pilgrim.
Well, were there any funny answers or questions that weren't shown, Derek, that you remember?
I just remember, like, so this is how nervous I am, and this is why I was talking to God the entire way, shouting out God for help. Because when the girls went, like, and I heard some of their questions, I got some of those wrong. You know, and, like, you're standing in this place where, like, you know, Jordan's the smartest. Wes is the smartest. Who else is there? Mark is 50. You know what I'm saying?
I
like,
can't. I fucking
Mark
can't.
Knows, Mark knows ancient history like it's the back of his book.
Mark wrote the Dead Sea Scrolls. Mark Long wrote the Dead Sea Scrolls. Let's just put that out there right now.
Can't, not ancient history.
Yeah, ancient.
Ancient.
Mark wrote the Bible.
He had to dust himself off there before elimination. Just kidding. Kicking ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's been kicking ass. And but I do think that like the older we get, the easier some of these trivia questions are, because at no point, unlike you, Anissa, or all these smart Alex out there that are going to be good at trivia, no matter what, like I've never been in a competition where I'm like, I have to know more than you.
I've never been good.
Anissa.
I want to learn this. I want to learn that. As I get older, I'm sorry, y'all.
Hold on.
Is that the elements of matter for real? I learned that shit.
I've never won trivia before.
No, didn't you win it in All Stars 2?
Yeah, I killed it and I went through over 100 cards. Yes.
Okay, so that, no, I got one wrong.
What are you talking about?
That's the only challenge in 20 years of trivia that I've won.
Oh, so that's where you pop your trivia cherry win. It's on All Stars. Yes, look at you two go.
Yes. So, but Tori, let me remind you. She didn't just like win Challenge All Stars 1 trivia. She like demolished it. Like yeah. she went like 15 for 15 at some point.
I remember.
I'm not joking.
I did.
I remember. It was epic to watch. It was epic. It was all challenge related questions though, wasn't it?
Which I didn't know I really knew that many until I realized I went on a lot of them.
Anissa is currently COVID testing herself, by the way. It's just so interesting to watch somebody stick that prong up their nose. Anyway, let's keep the ball rolling because
very strange moment here in official challenge podcast history, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank God they can't really
Anissa
see this
is
shit.
Literally sticking
a
pick in her nose and really scraping. That was about 15. She was like, oh, 15? I know what I got to do. Stick this thing in my nose and swirl it around 15 times.
Oh yeah. God. Listen, okay, so let's get back to the trivia. So for the fans who don't know, Derek, how long was this particular trivia shooting day? Because those days can be really long.
Well, you know, it's all about the questioning before, like on the bus. What's it going to be? Is it trivia challenge time? Oh, fuck. I think it's trivia challenge time. We haven't had one in a while. We were either expecting it early or it's going to come late. And, you know, I mean, it's always like that. What haven't we had yet? I wonder if it's this. So we roll up. And, you know, we're going back to the port or the same place where you go when you're falling in the water, as we do every other time. And then you're like, all right, I think we're going there. And then, of course, we show up and, you know, it's a platform where you're above water.
And a podium. Like, and yeah.
And you're like, how do you prepare for this? I remember last season I'm over there with Kahuta being like, yo, what's all the continents in and, you know, how many continents are there? And, you know, which countries are in this one and that one? And where's the Panama Canal exactly? Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that. And you know what? It's like you said. All right. Maybe it was Brad that said it. It's just about not wanting to look stupid, because you do get some really simple questions when you're up there. But it just kind of all falls apart. Now, Veronica. Yeah, I'm proud of you. Veronica gets the sabotage thrown on her in this challenge, and then she ends up winning despite getting that sabotage. How epic was that to watch? And do you feel like the sabotage has been more harmful or helpful this season?
I think the sabotage is going to be harmful if you have to use it or if it's being used on you. Because that's the biggest problem with this thing. And you know that whether you're voting someone in or literally trying to make them lose, the sabotage is going to hurt your game because you have to fucking put it on somebody. So you fall in this like weird situation where it's like, well, you don't want to win, but you don't want to lose. So you kind of want to fall in the middle and not piss people off. But at some point, your hand is forced.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but it must feel powerful to some extent to like win and then, you know, be given this evil gift of the sabotage. Like if you really don't like somebody, you can be like, here, motherfucker.
Yeah.
If you really
and then kind of hope that they lose that one so that it gives you better chances to win again. I mean, and then just keep sabotaging.
But if you think about it, like this trivia day challenge is literally one where everybody had to show their cards. That's the other reason why you hate
sabotage,
because
like in the
game. Yeah, because then not only are you showing last on your hit list or first on your hit list, you're getting to see who's first on your hit list. Yeah. Oh, you got another strike that you could throw somebody who's second on your hit list, who's third on your hit list. And then you see how the cards fall, you know, and we
get to see your alliance, plain and simple.
But if
you haven't talked about it before, and then who you're gunning for.
Right. But we also see in this particular instance, like we have Wes kind of come and play with me and Mark and shoot a sabotage at Jordan, you know? So and then you see Mark shoot Wes, you know what I mean? So it's like, you just like that, you're like, oh, that's what you're doing, because you could have totally shot your stuff, you know, X on me or him, but you didn't. So it's interesting to see where everybody throws their cards.
I think that was all purposeful. Like, you can see that people throw their X's on people that are going to be a threat, because you don't want certain people in the Jordan Smart. Like, I wouldn't want to see him in a final.
Yeah.
He's really good at stuff. So yeah. If you can make it playful and throw your ex on him, like, I get it. Like, but that's just part of the game. You
hence
know
why you throw him into elimination. Yeah.
You guys knew what you were doing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. At the very last second, you're like, hey, what are you fucking doing? You better stick over here. You know?
Well, I think that's also how trivia goes, though. You don't know who's going to win. You don't walk into that like, I mean, you have an idea like these people are going to be better than others, but then you don't know what kind of trivia you're going to get handed. Mm. You don't know, like, who knew you were going to win it? No offense, love you, but.
No, who knew I was going to win?
You're better at other shit. You're,
right.
Let's be real.
Right.
Much better at like 2 hours of an elimination of wrestling somebody to the death. Yeah. You're that guy. You know what I mean? Like, your heart and soul, like blood, sweat, and tears. Not like, let me stand on this thing and do trivia.
No.
So yeah. I was anything praying can to, happen in yeah. that moment. And
I was praying to God.
I think after all your prayer, after.
Oh.
Spell
after
that,
all
Anissa.
Of your prayers.
Prayering.
P-R-A-Y-E-R.
It's not a word.
I-N-G.
It's not a word. Wrong. Throw your ex on somebody.
Trick question.
Sabotage somebody. Anissa.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish. Yeah, I can drive. My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life. You know that. His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman. Tell me about this driver job. We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Let's get back into the sabotaging, because you don't actually have to use it yet, right? But you do end up putting Jordan into the water. Cool. Right? Were you the last ex on him?
No. So here's how it went. I put all my eggs. This is where I had to kind of show my cards. I went all my eggs, throw all my eggs at Nehemiah. I hit him twice.
Right.
He hit me back.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is now starting to brew. And what happened in previous seasons is now kind of showing its face. But
yeah, that's true, because he was the one that kind of orchestrated for you to go home season two. Of
right. And then in season one, I was kind of one of the votes that voted him, and along with Anissa.
Right, so it's this.
Sorry, I had to throw her in there. The sabotager. herself.
Yeah. It is what it is. You know, we got to play a dirty game sometimes. And it comes back to get you. And we're excited to see where it's going to go with you and Nehemiah. But right now, the focus is really on you and Jordan because you throw him into elimination. I mean, that's a big move. Yeah. And you know why. Everybody who's ever run a final with Jordan, and Jordan expects it, knows why that has to happen. So how nerve-wracking was it to make a big move like that?
So, you know, again, with Jordan, it's like we've already known he's been attempting to try out for the Olympics. Like, we're hearing things like this. We're seeing all his Instagram videos coming in of him being like, I just ran my third triathlon in 3 weeks. I finished in
third place.
Yeah, third place.
I think he was like 11.
And then you come into the house and he's like, I'm getting ready to go to the Olympics. I'm training for the Olympics. Oh, so you're not just doing triathlons. You're actually actively trying to try out for the Olympics where like you run a lot, right? So it's already bad enough you're like really smart, like puzzles and putting shit together. But now like you can run longer, you can bike longer. Like,
and he was already good at it.
Like, I mean, let's just face it. Like if there's anything swimming or maneuvering some sort of a boat, like let's just call a spade, you're going to be a spade at it.
Right. Exactly. I mean, even though it's a smart move, we know how stressful it can be before you make a decision like that. And then obviously Veronica had to agree with you on that. So like, what was the stress like brewing in your body when you said his name?
Well, it was more stressful that I was going to lose Mark because of my friendship with Mark than it was like, oh, Jordan's going to come back at me and we're going to duke it out. You know, I'd rather, duke it out with Jordan than fucking break my friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And don't get 100%. And don't get me wrong. Like by means of Jordan, you know? It was more nerve-wracking. I think it was very long. We debated for a very long time, me and Veronica, and it got to that point where the producer coming out and said, "You have to fucking make a decision, you assholes."
Wow.
You know? And we're like, "Oh, I'm not ready yet."
Yeah.
And
I
so
get it.
In
it's hard.
In the end, me and Veronica both looked at each other, and we haven't spoken enough about Veronica and her way back into the Challenge All-Stars, because I think, you know, a name like Veronica has been brewing on coming into the game since All-Stars 1, All-Stars 2, then All-Stars 3. You kind of have these, like, you know, emerging legends that made their way in. And for me, the Flying V has been
Flying V?
Flying V. Flying V. Never heard of the Flying V?
Like with ducks?
Yeah.
Goose.
They're the ducks. It's the Mighty Duck story. It's the Mighty Duck story.
Because I have a Flying V, and I didn't know.
We could. We. The power.
Yeah. Listen, the cheerleaders.
Listen.
Yeah.
I've used it all. I used it all in my commentary. The Flying V. The power of the V. I've used it all.
That's accurate. That's accurate.
That's incredible. Yeah. I actually really enjoy
the power
that
of
one.
The V. I really think it's appropriate. Well,
I'm a big fan of that one.
Mm-hmm. So, but to be honest with you, she's just been excelling, doing things that we weren't expecting. She literally had the X thrown on her and won this trivia challenge. And then another thing that we find out in this competition, we talk about showing our cards. There's a time where Veronica at the end can put the X on either Kayla or Ronnie, who are both in the treehouse, who are all on the same team, but she's forced to pick one and she decides to put on Ronnie and Ronnie goes flying. And now Ronnie sees, oh shit, Kayla is in front of me.
Right. So 100%.
But I think she knew that, but I think it's like actually seeing it. Honest, I wouldn't want Ronnie in that final either. I mean, Ronnie has proven to be quite the competitor still.
But then again, so is Kayla. Like, Kayla and Sylvia, from the beginning, were this, like, power couple. And there was – and then once you saw that happening, everyone was shook. You know, I mean, when Sylvia comes out and beats the guys in the first competition, and then in the mud pit challenge, these two are, like, throwing balls to each other and shit.
Yeah, they're playing it smart.
Like, when we see Naya take out Sylvia in a hole-in-one, I mean, it was like, whoa. But then to see, you know, Veronica go, I'm going to try to work with Kayla. It's very subtle and it's very little. I'm gonna choose to work with Kayla more than Ronnie. It's like picking your sister. Like oh, I think this sister is better than this one. It's like, well, they're all sisters. We've been living in this fucking room together the whole time with no animosity.
Right. And also, I mean, like, listen, you're living together, but there are those pre-show relationships that carry over. Kayla and Veronica have done Dirty 30 together. They didn't get along, but they have done a show together in the past. So those things carry on. So I think Ronnie, like she said it in her interview, she knew at one point in time her name was going to be called and this was the time. But Veronica, for sure, has been playing an incredible game. Like
I think she's always really good at masterminding. Good. It just depends on what the pieces are in front of her. Dirty 30 was a weird game, so she could like kind of sneak in when she had the power.
Yeah,
I think she has more people on her side this time and she's making great moves.
Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, the decision, no worries. This is a long-winded answer. But that's what we're doing, dissecting. So in the end, me and Veronica look at each other after the producers come in, they're like, "You motherfuckers, this is it." Not really in those words.
They definitely screamed at you like that.
So anyway, we looked at each other and we're like, "All right, let's do this. This is what I think your chances are of winning $250,000 is to try to get rid of John A." And she said, "Your best chance of winning $250,000 is to take a crack at Jordan." So we both sort of like agreed at the last time, this is what's best for your game. This is what is best for our games. But we needed somebody to like slap us in the face and tell us that, you know? So in return, like, that's what we did. We literally slapped each other in the face. They didn't put it on camera. And we said, this is the best option for you.
Not that.
Just kidding. But pretty much. And
I think that was the time to make the move, though. I don't know if you guys would have had another chance to do so, because the likelihood of John A. or Jordan winning another challenge would be.
Oh.
It's not out of the question.
Very likely. Very likely.
And you guys don't know when the final is. I mean, it's soon. They said there were only two sabotages left and they were already given. So
you got to do it. You got to do it.
I mean, I think you guys did the smartest thing you could at the moment.
Yeah. And in your case, it ended up working out, you know?
Right. Right.
Well, okay. Before we even get into the elimination, I just want to know. The Hercules speech that Jordan gives, did it hit in the moment? Because at first I thought they were going to make a joke out of it. And then I was like, that's kind of actually like a really cool story. How was it in person?
What did he say?
You know how it is. I mean, it was way over the top. And either he was going to look like the fucking god that he usually looks like, or he's going to look like, you know, people are going to laugh at it, right? Like, haha, like so much for that speech, that Incredible Hulk defeating the Godfather and him calling you daddy, right?
Incredible Hulk.
Whatever. No, it was more. It was like, he was.
He did say, I'm going to show you, like, I'm going to show you, Godfather, you might be the Godfather, I'm going to show you who's daddy.
Yeah. And then in the end.
Sounds good.
And then in the end, we basically have Mark saying, I'm the bigger legend. So.
Bitch. Yeah. And that was everything he said. What did he say, motherfucker? I love Mark.
I know, I love him too.
I love when Mark just gets like, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been the most non-problematic, awesome player. I mean, Mark is that guy. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, don't be mean to dad.
Two big elimination wins for the guy this season. I mean, God's really excited because he took out Terry that and nobody else was going to be able to do that.
Wait, but do you know that? Just to say, Derek, I think you do know, but Mark's first elimination ever, I think, was on All Stars 1.
No, his first elimination ever was against Johnny Bananas
It wasn't
a, ha-ha, take your trivia competition.
L. Shove it up my ass.
Exactly. Where the sun don't shine.
My V is now a low V.
Yeah. Because I suck. Fly that V somewhere else.
flying it into my grave because I can't.
Okay,
wait.
Okay, so here's the fact.
When
here's
was his first one?
Here's the fact. I believe it was when he was Robin's partner on X's. Maybe it was like an X's. Maybe it was an X's. I could be wrong.
All right, fans. Well, we're expecting the fans to pull through in the DMs.
No, I'm about to Google that shit.
No, don't Google it. I got it right here. We're not going to Google it. I got it right here. It's X's against Johnny. It wasn't a ring wrestle, but it was like one of those little other freaking dog toys that they use with the four handles sticking out.
Did Mark win?
Mark lost to Johnny, and Johnny suffered a broken rib.
Oh, so damn.
That was his only elimination.
Yes.
Before he went into Challenge All-Stars.
Yes.
And he went into one elimination against Letarian and Kendall on All-Stars 1. Right. And then we saw him early on All-Stars 3.
Win again. So he had only been in one elimination, which is very weird because we've all been in a bunch.
Yeah. So he's basically 3-1 right now, all-time eliminations, 3-0 in All-Stars, 0-1 in the regular seasons. And
monster.
But yeah, I mean, he's another one. Like, you talk about like impressive performances by people, even Cyrus, performances by like people who we thought, you know, the older generation can't hang or do it. It's like, I am inspired by these people every single day. They're like, oh, I'm going to be 40 soon. I thought this shit, all sports, you get like, people are done 35, you know, something like that. We're starting to get older. Now it's like, wait a minute. They might throw a trivia challenge in there, and it doesn't matter how old I am.
It's so true.
And yeah, Derek may win again.
I don't know, dude. I did a lot of praying. That was like God's one gimme. He's like, here, this is the one I'm going to give you. Make here, the best
my
of it.
Here, my child, you shall win this one trivia, and never again.
Do you think dethroning the challenge champ from last season, MJ, was the reason why you were like feeling this like stroke of good luck? Did you feel empowered by that, or were you like, I don't know, what was your feeling after that win? That must have been huge.
Yeah, I mean, it was a incredibly reckless high that I was on after I had beat the reigning challenge champion. I mean, it's just everybody strives to do that, you know. I mean, all of us strive to slay the king, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so,
or the queen.
Or the queen. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So and John A and MJ were the king and queen walking into this thing. So, you know, once you take his crown from his head and then beat him in something that you typically would not be good at. I mean, sky high. Right. Then you go walk into a trivia challenge and you're like, oh, my gosh, this magic is real. It's ridiculous. I mean, it was
ridiculous. It couldn't have been as ridiculous as you beating MJ, because literally even Jordan takes a shot at you when he leaves. It's like, this is how you win like a champion about Mark, because last episode you were running around like a crazy man who just played putt-putt and barely got it in.
But did, and won.
Not
the
putt-putt.
Game.
That was like, that was like mini golf. I wonder what your son's going to say when he watches, like, oh, dad.
No, it was amazing. It was amazing.
He's doing a lot of non-Derek shit this season. I'm really excited about it, showing that you are a multidimensional player, not to be fucked with.
Versatile.
Not only beauty and bronze, but brains.
Power.
Not only are you beautiful inside and out and strong, you're smart.
Power of the D. Power of the D.
Well,
power of the D and the flying V.
The flying D and the flying V.
It's our new book that we're coming out with. It's an adult book.
Not the flying D. I hate that. I hate
just like
that.
A D with wings.
Ew, I hate it. Okay, let's keep it moving.
Okay.
Let's keep it feminine and feminist.
Let me make one more point. So here's even what's even more comical about the situation with the star, the star and the ball. Is I actually did more work celebrating than I did in the actual competition. How about that one?
I mean, you were sweating more from that.
Yeah.
So you was did it celebrate a lot, like you won $1 million already. Like you had solved the craziest puzzle ever.
Well,
I mean, you made it look hard. So.
Well, the thing is like I was worried. Like I didn't know, and I don't know if they showed this, but the night before, like me and MJ were kicking it all night. Like we were out at the bar. No, I ain't gonna stab you in the back. I got four other schmoes I'd rather kick rocks with tomorrow in elimination. And he fucking put me in. I mean, we were literally talking about like, you know, man, if we lived next to each other, I'd be going, you know, I'd be going to your, you know, your daughter's cheerleading competitions. Wow. You'd be coming to my kids' football games.
And it was like,
great.
Now get your ass into elimination with me, bitch.
Derek.
It's sneaky.
Derek.
Yeah, that is like sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. Oh, but I want to know now, you got MJ stars. What do you think's happening?
Well, I'm thinking I need to roll up in that, I need to roll up in that final, and these stars better mean I can sabotage a motherfucker with each one of my stars as we go. Like, here's an extra plate of food, you know? Hey, yeah. Derek,
I want some shit where I'm like, you can add an hour to anyone's time. I'm like, I'm going to divvy it up. Whoever looks like they're in the best shape, I'm going to give them 45 solid fucking minutes.
Yeah.
So Tori, I mean, you remember on Dirty 30, like we had dirty deeds, you know? So that's what I started thinking. I was like, oh, the sabotage, the star,
the double cross. Yeah.
In the final, you know, and you were able to give it to somebody. And I thought that that's what was going to happen. I thought we were going to have these dirty deeds, these little sabotages. We could sabotage it with our stars like it's fucking Mario Kart. And I could just sling a star at your ass. Bah!
You know, sling a star.
Here's a ninja star.
Do you think that people are going to be scrambling to get more stars and possibly even volunteer to go into elimination? Obviously, can't say anything, but like, do you predict that could happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you'd have to go into the minds of like each person, right? Like, you have like someone like Mark that's just like, I don't know, I'm fucking going big moves or I'm going home, you know, like. And then you have people being like, fuck, I'm really close to this final. Like, why am I going to dabble with, you know, why am I going to screw things up this late? Like, if I get in the final, I could fucking win. So if when you don't know, I think that they should have told us what the stars meant and how much it's really going to weigh on people at the end. I think then you would see people being like, oh, 15 minute star. 20 minutes star?
Yeah. Right.
It's nice to be play in the dark a little bit, because then it leaves like the audience and the players kind of like, we're just going to play and see what happens rather than playing with like this end goal. I mean, everybody wants to make it to the final, but it's kind of cool not knowing what they stand for. They could stand for a lot. They could stand for shit. But TJ wants you to fight for it, you know? And it looks like it's going to be beneficial.
Here's an extra 5 minute star. You know, I want his 5 minute star.
Who? Are you looking at Barb?
No, sorry. I'm sorry. My mom came in with Chipotle and I said no.
Who the fuck says no to that? Well, something's wrong with you.
Okay, let's get back to your question. Sorry.
Or since we have a station identification, I want to let everybody know that there is a Challenge Mania Live happening in Nashville on July 30th, a week after I get married.
Hey!
And we are trying to get Tori on a future one that...
I'm in. So keep an eye out for these.
Let's do one in Miami. I'll come down.
Ooh. Well, we'll keep that one in mind for sure, because we always go back to Miami at least once a year, I think.
Well, that's easy. I'm right there, baby. Let's go.
So that's what I'm saying. And Anissa wants to go. There we go.
I have a mango tree in my backyard. Mangoes,
and I've got a high everybody.
But with Nat Challenge Mania Live in Nashville on July 30th, we're going to have the current All-Stars 2 Challenge Champion, John A.,
that's gonna be great.
We're gonna have her Cancun buddies, Jasmine, recently divorced Jasmine.
But she got new love going on.
Oh, does she?
Did you see that post on Instagram?
I did not, but maybe we'll hear more about it. Challenge Mania Live.
Okay. Well, I'm just planting seeds so you can ask these questions.
And then we have Derek Chavez, who's always a good time.
Love Derek. I miss him so much.
We have the legend Katie Cooley.
Yes.
And John Brennan from Real World Los Angeles will be performing live.
Oh, that's fun.
On his birthday. At the place where he always wanted to perform, and when his father was around. So,
that's sweet. Really sweet.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be an epic time. If it's possible to be there, I might come through as a guest. If not, you will see me in the future at a Challenge Mania Live as well, because I'm trying to go experience this. Everyone talks so highly of them, D.
Oh my God, it's the fans are like no other fans. They are so sweet.
Yeah.
Shout out to Challenge Mania fans. You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. And where Tori is going, or we're trying to get Tori to go, is always a fucking good time.
Let's go.
So you just let me know when we can just say yeah, she's coming.
Yeah.
Did you double check yet?
I double checked. Yeah.
You're good to go?
She actually looked at nothing. She's been sitting there the whole time not looking at anything.
All right.
I know. It's September 3rd. I'm in.
September 3rd, Chicago.
That's right. Chicago. It's one of Kim Kardashian's children's, and Derek definitely knows that now.
And my Real World season, so...
And then he says, Real World, we're going to Chicago, baby. Yeah. Okay, well, listen, before we get to Chicago, let's wrap up this podcast.
Let's wrap this up. ChallengeMania.live for tickets for all shows, future shows, Nashville, Chicago, ChallengeMania.live. Thank you guys for that.
Yes, of course. We're going to be there. And obviously, we're going to plug it at the end, too. But we only have like three more questions before we let you go, Derek, because we got to know, because you've been in All Stars 1, 2, and 3.
Your favorite how do they one.
Yeah, what was your favorite one? And yeah, like, just talk about it. What's the difference?
So, oddly enough, like, out of all the seasons that I've done, 10 plus 3, I think that All Stars 1 is still the it's weird. It's really weird. It was like the original remake kind of.
Yeah.
Right? Like it was but it wasn't like a remake. It was like an
extension.
Like it was like a Back to the Future. It's like, you know, we all wanted to do it. And there were all these names that people had, challenge fans had been banging on the invisible walls for so many years. And then all of a sudden, like, bam, we created this time machine and it went to All Stars 1. And we had faces like, you know, Ace, you know, Anissa, you know, Mark. Yes. Like, you know, Katie, Trishelle, like,
right.
These were all names like we all grew up on. And, yeah. And when, they said, you know, at some point the flagship was like, we want to move on with, you know, newer names and stuff like that. And now there's a place for everybody.
And I think I can speak for everybody when I say All Stars is absolutely phenomenal. It's my favorite.
You're going to be honestly on All Stars 10. You just
here
wait.
I come, baby. All Stars 10.
I can't wait.
Go ahead, Tori. Yeah. I'm interested what you think, you know, being not an outsider, but like, you know, kind of like on the outside looking in right now. You know, you do the show with Anissa and she's back and forth, you know, she's a swinger and
I'm a flying V swinger.
I feel good. Like I'm a huge fan of the show. I love that I don't have to be in it. I think that we can all speak for the fact that when we are a part of a show, you feel it way heavier. It's just more personal. It's harder to watch. When I am just an audience member, I eat the shit up. I absolutely love it. I think it's epic. So I'm enjoying not being on All Stars right now because it's a whole beautiful world. But obviously there's people who have transitioned from the younger generation, like Kayla. Like, she's definitely younger generation, and look at her. She's killing it over there. But I do think that it's very different from season one. It does have a very different feel. Oh, so
season three. Really nostalgic.
Season three and season one are very different.
Right.
I mean, season three feels like a legitimate challenge. It does not even feel like an All-Stars to me. I feel like I am just strictly watching the challenge.
Yes. Yes. I agree. I think that, you know, with the addition of Wes and Jordan and and Veronica and Kayla and Sylvia and even Ronnie, who's like two-time champion. Like it really, when I first walked in, I was like, damn, if season three doesn't have a name, it should be called Masters of the Universe, right? Like if they're,
you should definitely create the names more often, Derek.
Well, because I think that they're just trying to keep it as simple for themselves as possible and keep it as generic as possible. It's always going to be at the arena. Fine. You know, the eliminations.
I like that because then you don't have the confusion between the challenge and All Stars, but
it's perfect. No, it's perfect.
It's own show, you know,
but the arena literally embodies all elimination rounds. I always thought it was going to be like, when are they going to call it the Coliseum? You know,
I think we go with the Galaxy's theme. I think we call it the Black Hole. And I think that we all can. Yeah. No. Okay. So we try. Will
we just disappear.
Yeah, we just fall into it and die.
So here's the thing with the Challenge All Stars 3. It's like it's the arena. It's always going to be the arena.
The arena is, you know, where shit goes down, and I like that. That's what it's going to be.
But when I walked in, Tori, I was like, damn, this should be called Masters of the Challenge Universe because all these people, they really know how to play the game.
Yeah, they do. It's some heavy hitters, like you said. Like the whole cast is.
Mm-hmm. It's a good cast.
It's really, really, really good. You know when, like, big names like Wes and Jordan aren't always the ones orchestrating the politics, that it's an epic game. Because I feel like sometimes you can watch a game and it's too heavily one person trying to orchestrate politics. But this season does feel like it's a lot more spread out.
Yeah, but these are the people, like, Veronica was always great at playing this game. I just think that the light isn't always being, oh my God, shined. That's
distributed,
not
shown.
Whatever. Anywho, I don't think that everyone is shown being, you know, a really good game player. Mm-hmm. But, like, you also haven't seen a lot of people play the game. Like, back in the day, a lot of these people were really great at what they do. And I think that All Stars 3 shows a lot of what some of these people are good at. Yeah. And kind of magnifies it.
Yeah. I mean, it's epic. It's an epic season. Derek, is there anything that you can tease about the rest of the season before we go?
I mean, I already told you guys it felt like the magical season, didn't I?
Yeah, I love that tease. Ooh.
I got fucking shooting stars and you know.
Big old trivia brain. Yeah.
I had them.
You have God on your side.
I even got that math problem right.
Yeah, you did.
Got math on your side, too.
10 plus 3, baby. 10 plus 3.
But yeah, no, besides that, just again, you know, I do challengemaniapodcast.com if you guys are interested in a past, present, the same shit you guys basically do, just how I do it.
Yeah, but we love it. We absolutely love it. Our fans love your fans love our fans. Let's
yeah, go. Hell yeah. Challengemaniapodcast.com. I'm at DerekMTV, still on all platforms. I don't know if I'm going to have to change that because the challenge finally took the MTV off their name. At some right. point, I thought I was just going to have to be Derek.
Oh my God, did they?
Yeah, they did.
I thought
it's just the challenge now. It's not MTV.
Well, maybe I should take MTV off mine.
Well,
yeah, you should.
We should have it. We should deliberate. Like, we should form the authority with some
Anissa,
like,
High V. Anissa Flying V.
Anissa Fly V, yeah.
We should form the authority with, like, others that have MTV at the end of their names and figure out what we should do.
You guys do that. I never branded myself that way, but
they asked
you call
us
me
to
if you need a consultation.
Day.
Oh, okay. Well,
they encouraged that we have MTV.
So yeah. When you go and ask them what you should do, can you ask them if Derek should just be Derek P plus now?
Get me the fuck out of here.
Derek, we love you so much. What else do you want to just scam over? Scam. Do you want to just scan over? Not scam. Do you want to scan over any other thing that you want to announce? Anything you guys got going on one more time?
Not just, again, challengemaniapodcast.com. If you guys want our bonus content, we're at patreon.com/challengemania. And then, of course, we have these live shows coming up in Nashville, yeah. July 30th with, again, John Brennan leading us off with an original song or two. And then, of course, the current challenge champion from All Stars 2, John A, Jasmine, Derek Chavez from Cancun, Katie Cooley, the legend herself. And, you know, I'll be there. And if you've ever been to a Challenge Mania Live, you guys know you're going to have
Scott.
A great time. And Scott, of course, Scotty boy.
Love him so
on
much.
On the ones and twos.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
Lord.
Derek,
well,
thank you so much. We love you so much. We're a big fan of you and your show and everything that you do over there. And we look forward to talking to you again soon. I can't wait to see you at Alive.
Oh, perfect. She's coming, guys. Chicago.
I'm coming.
Challenge Mania Live Chicago. Tori's going to be there.
I'm there. Amen. Love you, Derek.
Love you.
Good luck. Talk soon.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
God, Derek is just a... Always comes on hot and ready. That didn't sound right. Derek always comes...
Derek, fucking sounds like a shit.
I hate that. I hated that for me. But he always comes on so energetic. It's like
so
you can
ready
tell,
to go.
And you could tell, like, he's got a podcast, which I think is, like, really refreshing because sometimes it's hard to have conversations with people. He's, like, helping us gear the conversation. And I love that about him.
He helps us gear it. He does.
Hot and ready.
Hot and ready. No, it is nice to have somebody who does this all the time. But he also has – he's always been energetic, and he's really excited about the challenge, which makes doing the podcast a lot of fun.
Yeah.
When people are, like, that excited to talk about it. So we love Derek. I call him The Experience or D-Experience.
Yeah.
He's just Derek Party of One, and I love it.
And we found out he could potentially be changing his Instagram name. And on that topic, Anissa, what's your Instagram handle? Because we need to send you love.
It's Anissa MTV, but that may change too to like Anissa Ferreira.
Oh, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, no one's going to be able to spell it or find me, but I'm going to be there.
You could just respell your last name like I spelled mine.
No, it's sexy and it's Portuguese. I'm not going to Ferreira. What am I going to do? Put a like fur or like an animal in it? Like, what do you...
Listen.
How do you change that?
I respelled my last name because people couldn't pronounce it right. So that's all I'm saying.
Oh. Everyone, what the hell?
Has, yeah, exactly. Okay. So, but you guys can find me at Tori_DEAL. That's right. It's not actually how my last name is spelled, if you were wondering. It's just because nobody can pronounce it right. You could thank all of my substitute teachers for that. Also, if you liked this episode of the podcast, please
liked
rate
it.
Review. If you liked it, if you liked this episode of the podcast, please rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And... tell a friend.
Yes, tell a friend and make sure you're catching new episodes of All Stars 3 on Paramount Plus. And we'll see you back here next Thursday for an all new episode of MTV's official Challenge Podcast.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.